You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. It snowed, man. The snow came down, B.
Yep. It was a lot at my house.
Yeah, dude. I bet we got...
I look like I was in the mountains or something.
How much you think you got by the end, by like this morning?
About 6.5.
Okay. I think I'm a little bit north of you. And as we learned yesterday by the brilliant game of Is It Snowing Where You Are?
The polar vortex. I
think I probably ended up like 4.5, 5. But it was easy shoveling snow, if that makes sense.
It was. Because I got up this morning and I shoveled the sidewalk.
Well, I was thinking about your philosophy, which I applaud.
Well, I did that.
But how do you get the snow off your car?
My car's in the garage.
Oh, well, that'll take care of that.
So I told you, like, the last time they said we have the big snow, I cleaned out a part of the other garage.
Okay.
So I could just park the car in there. But what I did this morning, I drove my car to the front part of the house, and I shoveled the sidewalk that goes into the house, put a little salt down, and then I rode around the yard, like, 3 times. And you can start to see the...
Spreading the salt out, I guess?
No. I didn't put no salt on that. I just rolled the snow.
Yeah.
And I made a track. So when they back out the garage, they could just drive out.
There you go. For me, it's pretty. My house, my walkway and steps really aren't that hard. It was pretty easy. I got both cars out. It was good snow. My daughters are playing in it now. I think the schools handled it well, that the kids were in school yesterday. Obviously, you're going to be out of school today.
Yep.
Looking at the weather tomorrow over the next 24 hours here, it looks like there's rain coming in tonight. And then tomorrow it's supposed to get up to 50. I think one thing I'm cool with is you get a snow day and the kids get to have fun. My daughters were out helping me shovel, which is the real story is that is not any help whatsoever. But Whatever, we were kind of having fun with it. But, dude... I don't mind the snow as long as it's gone within like 36 hours. The amount of snow that was sticking around for so long.
Well, that's because it was so cold.
Yeah.
We're not going to have that this summer.
Right.
And it's supposed to rain a little bit today, which is going to take
wash
a lot of
away,
it off.
Baby. Yeah. Wash it away, baby. Wash it away. I think we're all highly aware that we don't do politics, but it seems like everybody's got to go back to work in this city.
Uh-huh.
I know, like, in my family, for my wife, that's what's coming. There is a traffic apocalypse coming. A trapocalypse, if you will. Because not only is everybody supposedly coming back to work, down here in Navy Yard, we've all been getting these emails about the actual naval installation of Navy Yard, where all these people now have to come back. And there's not enough parking, and nobody knows where anybody's going to go, and blah, blah, blah. But, like, people's habits have changed significantly. Metro ridership is down dramatically.
Yep.
And we'll see. Maybe people will go back to riding the subway.
After they hit the toll road a few times, 66 coming in, they'll back me up on the subway.
Right. So we'll see.
Believe me.
We are aware. We are acutely aware of the traffic apocalypse that is supposed to be coming back to the DMV region. And specifically, where this radio station is located is by far the worst location from a traffic perspective in the entire city. It's a little peninsula with only very limited ways to get here unless you have a boat, right? Like, on some days, I think it'd be easier to get here by boat.
I might start doing that.
Yeah, maybe we get a boat.
Or buy me another boat.
But
I'll ride the bike in.
But today.
That's a lie.
Today was not one of those days. The roads are clear. Like, I don't know if the roads, even in my neighborhood, they had plowed them pretty well.
Well, I mean, I had no issue until I turned on this street right here.
Where?
Was it
K or whatever?
K, is that?
What, to get into the garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only one I saw, like, slushy. Everything else was clear all the way through.
I cruised. I picked White Bryan up. There was zero traffic. I wish today was every day. I was impressed the roads were in good shape. I was wondering what my man Sean would be up to today.
Sean, what's happening, man?
What's up, buddy? Oh, he's got his golden gloves on today. Flexing. And then traffic couldn't have been better. I feel like that was like the one last, you know, in like.
I came from all the way from Centerville to here and it paid about $2.20.
That's even better, right?
That I tell you, that's never been like that.
I think, you know, in movies when a couple breaks up, they decide to like have one last session.
One go at it.
You know, I feel like the ride to work today was the one last go at it before the traffic apocalypse comes next week. Because I think that's when all the government folks have to be back all the time.
There's still a lot of stuff going on with that. We don't know exactly when that's going to hit, but it's going to hit.
It's the traffic apocalypse is coming. We all know it. We're all going to have to figure it out.
Got to leave home a little sooner.
Good luck to all parties involved.
Yeah, that's all.
I tried to join Brian. White Brian sent me the stream this morning, and I got like a giant warning from Gmail.
I told him the same thing. This seems dangerous. What? And I'm like, what the hell did you send me, Brian?
Of all the words I would use to describe White Brian, dangerous is not one of them.
It's not him being dangerous. It's the actual email. So somebody's messing with your email, dog, or you sent it from some different damn link.
Landfill, how was
Brian,
your ride?
I don't know.
Because Landfill drives
Landfill, you heard
a
me
sedan.
Just asking, what the hell did you send me, Brian?
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's totally fine. Yeah, there was just the roads were wet.
Yeah, I think it's wet. So I park like a block away.
Well, it was snow on it, and they threw ice and sand. It's going
to
be wet.
But to Landini's point, it was if you have something you need to do today and you're debating it,
go
do it.
Get out your house.
The roads are empty, and it's great.
I actually like when people stay in the damn house and let me have the snow roads. I don't mind driving on them.
I don't mind that either. I don't mind.
I'd rather most of y'all stay home anyway.
Dude, it was funny when we were talking. I think it was when we had Camera on yesterday. My boy Colin from Oarsman Fairfax Toyota texted me. He's like, dude, your 4Runner's going to be completely fine in this snow. And I was like, I know. I'm not even worried about it. I did learn, do you throw your truck in four-wheel for, like, driving today?
All the time.
Do you leave it on?
It's always on four-wheel.
That's just how your thing
is?
Yeah, but does that impact your, like, turning and cornering?
No. They have a lot of cars today that are made to be full-time.
That's all-wheel.
Yeah.
But the difference is four-wheels when all four are turning.
Not necessarily, Jay.
It's my understanding four-wheel drives, everything's turning. All-wheels when they're all responsive.
Most cars, the back wheels never turn.
I think in four-wheel drive, they do.
You mean turn like turning?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Then what's the difference?
I just think four-wheel drive means all four wheels are actually turning and driving and pulling. Like, you look at the, what's the Hummer that does the crab walk? That's when your back wheels are actually turning. I don't think many actors actually, I'm not saying turning in the going down the street type of way. I'm saying actually turning.
So, according to AI, four-wheel drive is a system that sends power to all four wheels of a vehicle simultaneously.
Yeah, so that's not. All of them turning.
When I'm in four-wheel drive, it's a lot more difficult
to turn.
Like, not turn, but like to park. Like, like big turns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But if you,
why is that?
If you are moving fast, if you're driving and turning, you won't have that problem. I don't know. I maybe something with your steering column too. It could be the. I don't know.
Nah, because it's every four-wheel drive vehicle I've like. If I am like to pull into the garage, I'm reversing in. You know what I'm saying? I got a CarMax is going to help me here. Or somebody, Colin, text me.
Somebody call and tell him.
All right, so all-wheel drive, let your vehicle decide when to drive all four wheels. It's adaptable, balancing fuel economy and traction. I guess it's like a computerized system.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas four-wheel drive is when, yeah, dude, all right, this makes more sense to me. They link the front and rear wheels together, splitting the power evenly. So it's like all wheel is like, all right, the power goes where they sense it needs, mm-hmm. whereas four wheel is there's just power going to everything all the time.
That's what I expected.
Let me know if that make any sense.
The steering, the wet wires makes it hard. Steering is something totally different. I don't know.
So the only dude that we could tell had any trouble is our guy Jeff. I meant it sincerely. I said, sorry, Jeff. Glad you're okay. Things could have been worse. Somebody in front of him was a jerk, and he had to avoid it. Landville, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you that the one dude that had trouble due to the snow is Jeff?
Zero.
B, 0 to 10, how surprised are you that the one dude that had snow trouble was Jeff?
I'm with Landfill.
Like, I know it happened, and I'm glad you're okay, but damn, it seems like stuff follows. There's a cloud that follows Jeff around a little bit. Because I saw all four junkies were here. Drab and Valdez were here. Maybe those guys got hotels, but I kind of doubt it. Three of us are here. Four of us. White Brian was going to take the damn Metro. So let's hope Jeff's all right. Let us know, Jeffrey. Feel free to call in. Folks are calling in. A lot of people. All right. Florida man says the back wheels just rotate. They don't turn. That sounds like it makes a lot more sense.
Well, I know that's basically what I'm saying. We just didn't say it.
Yeah. We are kind of getting into the sports abyss. We have to recalibrate our brains now. I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning, and they were saying they just went back and watched a bunch of old Super Bowls to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of like Commanders offseason stuff we have to discuss. Dude, what day is today? The 12th? I think we're like exactly a month out from the opening of free agency. Not even the, what do you call it? The tampering?
The legal tampering period.
Yo, but it's not just the legal. Tampering is already a month. Today is the 1 month out from the real joint, the actual open of the new league year.
Okay.
Like 4 o'clock today will be 1 month out.
All right.
So
March
12th.
12th.
So when you go on these long runs, these long playoff runs, the offseason comes at you a lot faster.
Oh, yeah, it comes.
And I think that is pretty fascinating for Washington because there's a lot of decisions to be made, 28 free agents. Also, man, like, I think folks got to relax a little bit that everything is not zero sum when we have conversations about free agents or anything else. That if you're saying you like one player, doesn't mean the other player is on their way out of town. Like,
first of all, listen,
a lot of moving parts.
Every year, people come, people go. Are cheering for, or trying to fight for any other player, or say another one got to go. But it happens. No team comes back the next year 100% what they were the year before. Coaching staffs or players. It don't happen like that. So allow people to discuss it, but, you know, you can say what you feel, but we're not making that decision.
Right.
And you're not making that decision.
Brian and I
Adam
are not
Peters
going to
make that decision. Believe
just so we're clear.
People tell me, man, you need to tell so-and-so to do this. I say, man, I'm not telling them a damn thing.
You
they
imagine
know what the hell they're doing.
If you call DQ and you're like, listen, Dan, I've been running through a lot of rosters and like
I don't imagine that because, you know what? I would never even try nothing like that.
Well, it'd also be completely out of line. Like, yeah. maybe you have a bit more of an angle to do that than others.
If they were to ask me a question about somebody, I would give them my honest opinion. They may love the person. If I don't like them, I'm going to just give them my opinion. But my opinion may not make one bit of hell. Nobody cares.
I completely agree. But the couple things that will continue to pop up that I think we should discuss, Garrett, Debo, we've been pretty clear on this program. We would completely support a move for Myles Garrett. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, obviously.
At all. We just
I got this tweet from, I think it was from Colin Gutman. I don't know if I'm going to find it in time. Basically, it was like, all right, people are cool with going all in on Garrett. Would you do something similar to try to get the kid Abdul Carter to move up to the 2 or 3 spot in the draft for a guy that you have a much more advantageous contract? Because the other part of Garrett is you're going to have to pay him.
Okay. Free agency is going to happen before the draft, right?
Yeah.
So you would know what you have to do in the draft because Garrett, if they're going to trade him, he's going to be gone by the time the draft comes around. Soon as it opens up, if they're going to trade him or something, they're going to figure something out with him. So when the draft comes around, then if that's the next thing, the next best thing, go for it. But you can't do that before free agency.
Yeah, free agency comes first. Like I mean,
they
honestly,
they may address those positions prior to the draft and then be able to focus on something else.
Dude, one of the craziest things we've seen is last season, Atlanta signs Kirk on the first day of free agency. And everyone's like, all right, well, you know, Kirk's a genius businessman, blah, blah, blah. And then they draft Michael Penix and everybody flipped the hell out. So free agency kind of sets your plans in motion, but they can always change depending on what happens in the draft. I like the kid Jack Sawyer from Ohio State at 29. Like, I'm not adverse to staying at 29 and letting these guys just try to find the right players. You know what's funny, B, and I didn't realize this until we were talking about it the other day. We both like the dude Nick Bolton from Kansas City, who's headed for free agency. Yeah. Maybe he gets signed by – maybe KC works out a deal. Really good young player. He went – I don't remember the exact number, but he went about 20 spots in the draft after Jamin.
All right.
It's just like – when you look at the linebackers in that draft,
what I said the other day, it doesn't make a difference where a person is drafted.
Right.
You just have to identify that person has the talent to do what you need them to do or what you want them to do. And there are a lot of times coaches see a player and they see something in that player that none of us might see. See, we all sit here and watch a guy out and say, we think this, we like him because we may just like the guy. These coaches have dissected everything about him. Some of them are good at it, the GMs and the scouts, all that. Some are good at it. Some are awful. We've seen that.
Right. And a lot, I mean, things can change and evolve every year, right? But it's just, you can get good players throughout the draft. That's what these guys are going to be tasked with. Yep. And I think if they can build 2 or 3 good classes, everything starts to look a lot different. Like, if you look at last year's draft, obviously, it's already an A-plus just because of Jaden. But you got real starters. I mean, Johnny Newton, Samardzija, Coleman. Samardzija and Coleman started probably every game for this team. Coleman maybe missed 2 with injury. Sennett played a ton. I know people are upset that the offensive production wasn't there, but I think you're looking at it wrong for a third-round tight end. We'll see what Luke emerges to be. You didn't get much from the back end, McGee, Hampton, Baptiste, but maybe they become something, maybe they don't. Those are kind of a lot of, like, if you add 2 or 3 of those kinds of classes where you have homegrown, drafted, developed players, that's how you really build a good roster.
Totally.
So it, I know folks want to be.
That's how that roster stays good for a long time because you have those veteran players that are going away from their prime. You got the drafted guys coming in. If you have the draft, good draft every year, it just becomes a whole rotational thing.
Right.
Circle of life, baby. Circle of life.
Neil Greenberg's going to join us at 11. Daryl Reuter from Cleveland going to join us at noon to discuss Myles Garrett. What are the actual chances of him getting out of Cleveland? 12:30, Jennifer Lee Chan from San Francisco. We're going to talk a little bit about Debo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Snow day in the DMV. Hope all the kiddos are out there enjoying it. My wife just texted me. If you're facing my house to the right, the older woman that lives next door to us, older. And she lives by herself. Her son lives in the area, and he's over there frequently. But my daughters were out playing, and she came out. Try to shovel her walk. She's very independent. She goes for these long walks every day. But, I mean, B, she's got to be in her 80s.
Uh-huh.
And my daughters, very sweetly, were like, no, Miss Jane, we'll do it for you. But they're completely incapable.
They can do a little something.
I learned this morning, Shelby wanted to help me shovel, so I let her do it, and she kind of got the hang of it. But then Ainsley wants to do whatever Big Sister does, yeah. And it's difficult. So Lauren just texted me. She just had to shovel Miss Jane's walk. She's like, the girl started, but it's just not going to happen.
Hey, see, Lauren, see what Carmen does? You talk about how your mama go outside by herself. And say, oh, let's see if we can get Lauren to do it today. Hey, get a snow blower.
Yeah. That snow today, like I have a leaf blower. Yeah,
that would work today.
Yeah. Nah, it's too wet.
No, I'm saying if you had a snow blower, it'd blow off easy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that other stuff, man, it didn't blow that far. I saw my neighbor trying to blow the other stuff before. It wasn't blowing very far.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Yo, I do want to do we're going to be so heavy on how the Commanders continue their improvement. I do want to give some credit before I forget. Because Lord knows I'll forget. AU had a big win last night. They beat Lafayette up in Lafayette. I assume that's Lafayette, Pennsylvania.
It's up north.
I know it's in PA.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the town is actually called Lafayette. I kind of don't care. I think they're the Panthers, which is not a bad.
I used to see that a lot when I was younger. And I see Lafayette, I'm like, we didn't play nobody last night.
Yo, but AU is now first place in the Patriot League. 10-3. They're 9-1 at home at Bender, which is a fun little arena. Dwayne Simpkins is the coach there. If you remember him, he was Maryland point guard. When AU goes to the tournament, it's always fun. And shout out to David Aldridge, Amanda Zimmer, all the AU Eagles, Matt Doolin, wherever you may be. I know they get fired up for their basketball team. And we'll see what happens because that Patriot League is always tricky because it always comes down to the conference tournament. Typically, that's a one-bid league. But at least, you know, they've changed the rule with the NIT that if you win your – like if you're a one-bid league and you win your conference regular season, you're at least – you get a slot in the NIT.
Okay.
So it looks like the Eagles are at least playing some postseason basketball. Wanted to credit them. And then – Mason also had a huge win on the road last night. They won by 2 at St. Louis, which is usually a tough place to win. Mason is in first in the A-10. Huh. They're 11-1 in conference. VCU right behind them at 9-2.
That conference normally, when they get in, they normally make noise.
White Brian, is the A-10 a two-bid league? Could they get VCU and Mason in?
VCU is going to have to really just keep on winning, and Mason will probably have to win the conference tournament.
Mason's 20-5. VCU's 19-5.
Yeah, I think VCU's a lot better in net rankings, so the best-case scenario for them to get to would be George Mason winning the conference, and then VCU just keep winning.
Gotcha. All right, Mason's got – dude, that's a huge game then. So Mason plays St. Joe's on Saturday at home. Then next Saturday in Richmond, Mason-VCU – that game will have some serious juice to it, I imagine. If you want to get out to Fairfax, Mason's got 2 home games left. I guess three. One this weekend, one next Wednesday, or 2 Wednesdays from now, and then they get LaSalle the first week of March. That's another arena I like. You know, the last time I was at, what is it called now? Patriot Bank? Eagle Bank?
Eagle Bank Arena.
Eagle Bank Arena. You know, the last thing I saw over there.
What?
Paw Patrol Live.
Paw Patrol.
Hey. It was great.
Yeah.
What I can tell you about Paw Patrol Live, even though it starts at 10 a.m., they do sell beer.
I think one of the last times I was there, I saw...
Kind of silly.
I saw Flame boxing.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
I think I've been there twice since then.
I'll be honest, I would love to get out and cover some of these games for Channel 4. I don't know if it's going to happen just time-wise. I don't want to ignore anybody locally that is doing well in basketball. Is Howard? How's Howard looking? Pulling up the standings. All right, Howard is one game behind Norfolk State in the MEAC. Howard's 5-2 in conference. Norfolk State, 6-1. But, dude, I don't know. Maybe Howard played a much tougher non-conference schedule. Norfolk State is 16-8 versus Howard's 10-14 overall. The Bison, if you want to go see them play, they're home on Monday against Maryland Eastern Shore. Yo, this is wild. I don't know enough that their schedule was really front-loaded with home games. Howard has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Howard has 7 games left in the regular season.
6 of them on the road?
5 of them on the road.
5 on the road? Wow.
Now, the travel doesn't seem that significant. Dell State, Morgan State, Coppin State, NC Central. I think that's where Derek went. The longest travel's down to South Carolina, but still, that's a lot. That MEAC could come down to March 6th, Howard's hosting Norfolk State.
Mm.
That could be a pretty good game with a tournament bid on the line, whether it's NIT or not. My Terps have a big game tomorrow night at Nebraska, which I don't know if you agree with this, B. I feel like Maryland generally recruits kids from the Northeast, and things have changed, obviously, but like their two best players are probably from Baltimore and then a couple kids from the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, mentally, it's hard to lock in going to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
But
they're like,
mentally for who?
What's going on there?
No. The players better not be thinking like that. You're playing against a team. It's all it takes. Competition.
Terps playing.
They may not be able to say, oh, if we. Well, they better not be thinking about sneaking out anyway.
I don't know. Listen, I also am cognizant.
I'll be honest with
Nebraska's
you.
Nebraska's a big college. I'm sure there's.
When I was in college, every time we went on a road trip, that was the conversation. This city, you don't want to sneak out in that city. This city might be okay.
Which cities did you like going to?
New Orleans.
I mean, that's.
Still New Orleans. All the colleges right around. You knew people. That was easy.
Who was your guy's biggest rival?
Tulane, Southern Miss. But you know, most of the guys, Southern Miss.
Is that Hattiesburg?
Yeah.
Hattiesburg doesn't strike me as the most cosmopolitan town.
Anthony Gilmore was from Hattiesburg, so he knew some folks. So I
where was Arkansas
one
State?
One thing about I was not the sneak out guy. I did not like getting in trouble. No, hell no. I did enough during the week. I had to worry about that on the weekend. Why am I going to sneak out the night before the game when I could be having fun all week?
Now, granted, I was not an athlete, but I got a fair amount of it. I was a sneak out kind of guy.
You didn't have no curfew.
Right. That's so good point.
What the hell, you have sneak out. You
like
have
in
curfew.
High school, I did. apparently, White Brian has an update. Towson is at the top of the CAA, too. So right. that Mason Towson VCU thing could be pretty fun coming down to the wire. I think. If anybody wants to give me tickets to the Maryland-Iowa game on Sunday, I might try to go to that. Terps have a big game next Thursday night.
Dude.
What?
You went to Maryland. You're like, your buddies with locks. Just call them and get a damn ticket.
I could get some
tickets. Call. You know,
we could get some tickets.
I'm asking the fuck. You go.
Sparty coming.
They should be sending me tickets all the damn money I sent to Maryland.
Yo, have you seen what just happened to Texas in the state of Maryland? They should be begging me to get tickets, and they should be selling beer in Montgomery County. Sparty coming to town in 2 weeks. That'll be a big game. Yo, here's what one thing I hated with this Maryland move to the Big Ten. I understand that television drives everything.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I'm aware of that. The rest of these schools are in towns like Des Moines, Iowa, Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Where is Nebraska? Lincoln? I'm guessing it's in Lincoln. I'm sure these are all nice towns. I'm not knocking anything. They don't have traffic. They got Michigan State, Maryland scheduled for 6:30 on a Wednesday. How do you think it's going to go driving to College Park?
Who scheduled it? The home team,
right? Big Ten. No, the Big Ten for TV.
Big Ten scheduled a time?
Yeah, because they want – that's a big game in a 6:30 time slot that'll get eyeballs. I understand the why, but nobody thinks about the how.
Hey, man.
You want a
if you don't want them to be in the Big Ten, donate some damn more money.
I don't have any.
All right. Well,
they need to get
all
that.
The people in Maryland that went to Maryland don't want to complain about when they're playing and where they're at, donate some more damn money. They wouldn't have to.
No, now they're in the right place.
See? ACC's, that's what I'm talking about.
ACC is a sinking ship. That was College Hoops Roundup. Neil Greenberg at 11. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I got good news, folks. We're going to give you some Wizards tickets right now. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You will win a pair of tickets to see the Washington Wizards Friday, February 21st against Milwaukee. It's Wizards Friday Night Concert Series presented by Sprite, featuring a free postgame concert from T.I., supported by Scooby and Sirius Company. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/contest. Damn, T.I. used to be the king of the South.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of wild. He's the postgame Wizards concert.
Didn't they have Big Boy?
They have had some good names.
They have a lot of people coming in. Is that just local?
Yeah, no, for sure. Wizards rapper.
They got about 100 cars down there in Florida that he lived.
Was
Big
T.I.
Boy that, Big Boy that lost weight.
Yeah. Was T.I. in American Gangster? Wasn't he like the pitcher that then got caught? Who am I thinking of?
Maybe you asking me about movies?
Dude, so last year they had KRS-One, 2 Chainz. I remember a few years back they had Biz Markie, and they had, I think they had Slick Rick. I went and got a photo with Slick Rick. Which
what's the dude
dope.
That they beat up in Canada?
Huh? When Drake?
They started playing, They Not Like Us, and the dudes jumped him and his crew.
Oh.
I can't think of his name.
Now. Need Jeff.
Big Boy, yeah. Jeff would probably be able to
the one minute
that.
We need Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, that Big Boy from Florida.
So all these Super Bowl odds are coming out, right, about who could win next year. And I'm trying to be fair because if you are in the NFL, you don't get there without thinking you are the person to, we're going to win it next year. Like was that your mindset every year going into a season?
My mindset was to play the best we can and then let's get into the playoffs and see what happens. People can say what they want to say. You can't just say we next. Hell, I mean, it's a good thing to say. What else are you supposed to say? But come on, dog, please.
So the Commanders, depending where you're looking, have the best odds they've had, I mean, probably in 30 years of being a Super Bowl team. They're at plus 1,900.
All right.
So if you like that, get on it. Now, ahead of them, and now there's different odds, right? But I just grabbed something online here. Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills are tied. So the Eagles are 6-1. Chiefs, Ravens, Bills are 7-1. Lions, 9-1. Niners, 15-1. Bengals, 18-1. Then tied at 19-1, you've got the Commanders and the Packers with the Rams and the Chargers right behind them. That gives them 6 best odds in the NFL of making the Super Bowl, of winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that seems pretty fair. They were in the Final Four this year. Mm-hmm. You've got a dynamic quarterback. You've got an organization that's allowed to continue to build. But there's another team that believes it's their time to win the Super Bowl. I can't wait for folks to hear Dak Prescott is the Cowboys quarterback. I think we all know who Dak is. Now, there's a lot of excitement in Dallas. They just hired Brian Schottenheimer. People are through the roof. Dak thinks the Cowboys are up next. It's kind of crazy to think.
Well, last year, didn't Michael Parsons talking trash to Jaden Daniels, he said that young buck right here, yeah, he going to see. We going to beat him twice. And they lost twice. What the hell?
They split.
Split, I don't care. I say lost. He was talking trash right in Jaden's ear.
Mike is an interesting cat, man. I can't.
That he is.
I can't get a read on that dude.
It's a little different.
He's obviously a great player.
Yeah.
I think.
A little weird.
He seems a little weird, dude. And then I don't. All these players with podcasts and people are like, oh, man, how's he have time for that? They can make time. I got no beef with that. I think
if he was not playing good, then you could talk about that. But the fact that he plays well, you can't talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, in 4 seasons in the NFL, Parsons has 52.5 sacks. And
at that point, enough said.
He's the closest I think we've seen to LT in that Yeah. He's a pass rusher, but he's also an actual linebacker.
You put him wherever, and he will have some level of success.
He's a hell of a player. He missed time this year, though, and the Cowboys really fell apart without him. I'm not going to knock Dak too much for saying it's the Cowboys' turn. I don't agree with him.
But
I feel like the Cowboys are going
backwards. What is he supposed to say in that situation?
Right.
Now, they asked the question, yes. If he just offered that up, do pump your brakes.
Right. Here's what he said. Also, like, this is Dak Prescott at a Children's Cancer Fund gala, right? Or I guess he's promoting the gala. Dak says, I feel like we've competed with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we've played them. I don't want to say check the record when the other guy is holding the trophy. So credit to them. They've earned it and they deserve it. But yeah, we're very close. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but I also don't think it's
well,
incorrect.
He might want to just stay healthy the whole year.
Yeah.
Because he's been not healthy for some years now.
Now, here's where Dak turned it a little bit towards Washington. He said, especially even watching the NFC Championship and those two teams, teams that we battle against each and every year a couple times, as I said, I feel confident that we've gotten the better part each and every time. But just seeing such a dominating fashion against the Chiefs, credit to them. It's our turn. It's on us.
If you're not, if he wasn't in the NFC Championship game. Has he been in it?
He's saying no.
So how can he even make that comment? He hadn't even been in the NFC Championship game yet. So how close are you really?
About as close as me, you, White Brian, and Landfill. Nobody go anywhere. Neil Greenberg joins us next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.